Imagine waking up each morning with no financial constraints, free to pursue your passions rather than being chained to a paycheck. This isn't just a dream, it's the reality Robert Kiyosaki and his wife Kim created for themselves, retiring in their 40s with financial independence. The principles in Retire Young, Retire Rich have influenced millions worldwide to rethink their relationship with money, work, and freedom. Even celebrities like Will Smith and Daymond John cite these principles as instrumental in their wealth-building journeys. What makes this approach so powerful isn't just its financial advice, but how it fundamentally shifts our perspective on wealth creation. David defeated Goliath not through strength, but through leverage, his sling. This same principle applies to building wealth. While most people rely on hard work alone, the wealthy understand that leverage, using tools, systems, and resources that multiply effectiveness, is the path to financial freedom. Only 5% of Americans truly understand leverage, which explains why they control most wealth. The wealthy work smart by applying leverage across multiple areas. They view debt not as something to fear, but as a strategic tool to acquire income-generating assets. This explains why some people create wealth effortlessly, while others struggle despite working harder. Traditional financial plans progress slowly, saving monthly, investing conservatively, retiring at 65. But leverage can accelerate this timeline dramatically. The key lies in the approach: cash flow, leverage, and passive income create faster results than conventional thinking focused on job security, savings, and retirement plans. Your financial reality is largely shaped by your mindset. If you believe investing is risky, you'll find evidence to support that belief and avoid wealth-building opportunities. If you think wealth requires a high-paying job, you'll focus on career advancement instead of asset building. New possibilities remain out of reach until you expand your thinking to include them. This explains why lottery winners often lose everything. Their mindset hasn't evolved to match their wealth. While most people see investing as dangerous, the wealthy view not investing as the greater risk. Like the Wright brothers, who saw crashes as learning opportunities rather than failures, success requires embracing temporary setbacks. Retiring young and rich demands expanding your mental boundaries beyond your comfort zone. Words matter in finance, but only when backed by action. True integrity means alignment between words and reality. Calling yourself an investor means nothing without generating passive income to show for it. The tax code isn't just a set of rules. It's a strategic roadmap showing how the government wants you to manage money. Understanding this distinction is what separates the wealthy from the average taxpayer. Money comes in three tax categories: 50% ordinary income, 20% portfolio income, and 0% tax-advantaged passive income. While an employee earning $100,000 might keep $50,000 after taxes, an investor or business owner could retain $80,000 or more from the same amount through strategic tax planning. Business ownership offers the most significant tax advantages. Business owners can deduct expenses before paying taxes, while employees must pay taxes first, a difference that compounds substantially over time. However, growing wealth should always take priority over tax avoidance. Government statistics reveal that by age 65, most people fall into one of five categories: poor, 29%, struggling, 45%, comfortable, 16%, affluent, 9%, or wealthy, 1%. While conventional wisdom emphasizes avoiding risk, this approach often means surrendering control of your financial future while still bearing market risks. Understanding basic financial definitions can transform your trajectory. An asset puts money in your pocket. A liability takes money out. This simple distinction, when applied rigorously to your financial decisions, can completely alter your financial future. The wealth ratio measures how much of your expenses are covered by passive and portfolio income. When this ratio exceeds 100%, you've effectively exited the rat race. Rich Dad compared financial integrity to Pinocchio's nose. The more you claim without backing it up with action, the longer your financial nose grows. Perhaps the most destructive word is tomorrow. Losers constantly defer action to some future date that never arrives. Winners understand that today is where power resides, the only time when you can actually take steps toward financial freedom. Gaining control is more important than avoiding risk. By taking control of your investments and focusing on cash flow rather than capital gains, you can actually reduce your risk while accelerating your path to wealth. The sophisticated investor's goal is getting your money back while keeping the asset. By reclaiming your initial investment through refinancing or other means, you effectively own the asset for free while maintaining all future appreciation and income it generates. The path to wealth is built on generosity, not greed. The most successful entrepreneurs focus on serving more people to create greater wealth. Henry Ford demonstrated this by making cars affordable for the masses rather than just the elite, generating unprecedented success. The wealthy ask, "How can I serve more people?" instead of, "How can I get a raise?" While the latter leads to incremental gains, the former enables exponential growth. Rich Dad built systems across multiple businesses, while Poor Dad remained limited by trading time for money. This highlights why the employee and self-employed quadrants limit wealth creation. They're tied to direct labor ratios. The business owner and investor quadrants offer unlimited potential through building assets and leveraging networks, where value grows exponentially with each new connection. Most people work hard for money, but the wealthy make their money work harder for them. Imagine your money as a diligent dog that fetches assets for you. The faster it moves, the more assets it can retrieve. Traditional financial advice encourages parking money in long-term investments, but this slows its velocity to a crawl. One powerful strategy involves leveraging home equity through refinancing. By borrowing against appreciated property and using that capital to acquire more income-producing assets, you can dramatically increase your wealth without selling your original investments. Consider this example. You purchase a property for $100,000 with 10% down. After it appreciates to $150,000, you refinance, pulling out $50,000 while keeping the property. You then use that $50,000 as down payments on 5 more properties. A particularly powerful strategy is playing with house money, removing your initial investment once profits accumulate, letting the rest ride on past gains. Perhaps most importantly, the wealthy develop a healthy relationship with losing money. They recognize that occasional losses are inevitable and focus on managing them rather than avoiding them entirely. This mindset shift allows for bolder, more profitable strategies that accelerate wealth creation beyond what most people believe possible.